Neymar. Vamos a ver la acción de ataque del Barça. Messi, Iniesta, Messi.
Has got more curves to it than Jessica Rabbit on steroids. Take a look at this.
This is Ronaldo. And that is 1-0 to Brazil.
Oh, can you believe that? Is that the icing on the cake or what? What a goal! What an absolute missile! A wry smile on the face of Jurgen Klopp. But what a thunderbolt! Where did Chalhanoglu pull that one from?
Over the top. Oh, spectacular, Thiago! That one is one for history to look at. One of the goals of the season.
Picks out Rivaldo. Oh, he's seen the keeper off his line. Oh, extraordinary by Rivaldo.
Straight in, Thomas Müller with a beauty. Goalkeepers do not stop those.
Urgency up. James Rodriguez. Has to be a beautiful, absolutely brilliant.
Now from Malouda, he's got Henry making a move ahead of him. Zidane stepping through the challenges, feeding Patrick Vieira, ravaging run from midfield. Tackled by Chuan, brought down by Chuan.
So Joe, how long until Luis Enrique is gone?
Wow, what a they are crumbling.
crumbling.
Well, we finally have a race. I mean,
race where?
We in La Liga.
Come on, Joe.
We do have it, Reggie. The numbers do say we have a race. I know we're aware of Barcelona's 8-0 drubbing of I don't care, but with all due respect, I mean, I'm a Barcelona, let's say, not supporter, admirer, but I mean, 8-0 drubbing. But listen, numbers say it's a race, though, Reg. The numbers do say it's a race. It's 79, I believe, 79 each, Reg. Are we talking
79 for Barca, 79 for Atletico, and 78 for Real Madrid.
I mean, the bigger issue here is okay.
I guess that's close.
Yeah, I know what you're going to say about La Liga, but top to bottom. But the race-wise, I mean, Real Madrid, wow. Like, I mean, well, never mind that. Barcelona losing 4 in a row? Is that what it is?
I think it's 3.
Okay, so even that? Yes, I mean, prior to this, that's big news, right? Big news.
Yeah.
Same old thing, I think, because Real and Atletico are going to be, obviously, busy with Champions League. Maybe this has got Barcelona off the snide, mm-hmm. but... yeah, I think going out of the Champions League and slipping like this, I mean, what have you done for me lately? They're not necessarily Real Madrid with sacking a manager who just won his 10th or the club's 10th Champions League when they got rid of Ancelotti. But Luis Enrique is in a peculiar spot.
Yeah.
You know, he's, I don't know, Reg, like, you got to win. And you share this opinion for sure, right, Reg? You're like, wait, you got Neymar, Suarez, Messi.
Well, how do you lose with that front three?
And I think that's what most people are saying. I think he's in a position to, like, well, you know.
And Iniesta behind them.
Yeah. So I think the only the manager that's the safest in that top three
is Zidane.
You think? Well, safer than Simeone?
Oh yeah, Simeone.
Simeone might have the pick of his lot. He might be leaving anyway, but it might be more of, like, his choosing.
I don't think he should go anywhere. I don't think he's going to get the same. He's in a position right now where he's got players that'll pretty much kill for him. I don't know if he's going to get that out of any other team.
Does a manager not fit a team so much? Are they not just a match made in heaven? These two.
that's why I'm saying. Yeah. I don't think he's going to get the same commitment out of a Chelsea, let's say.
So a fantastic quote he says, I wish I had it with me, but, you know, about his team being all about humility. And he says the athletical way, or, you know, what they've built is totally based on humility. Every player has to work so hard. And, you know, he does have some world-class players there too.
Yeah.
You know, like Griezmann and so on. But,
right.
You know, he's not the only one.
So, guys, welcome to another edition of the Football Weekly Podcast. Been off for a couple of weeks, but we're back and raring to go.
It's a Reggie and Joe edition.
It's a Reggie and Joe edition. No interviews this week. I don't even think we're doing a flat four. We got so much to talk about. We've missed a couple of weeks, and big things have been happening as we started off with Barcelona.
You guys listening need this. Yeah, you definitely need us today.
Definitely.
You need us this week.
So the Football Weekly family has some new members as well.
It's growing.
Of course it's growing. Of course it's growing. So we have Jordan Cardinale.
Yep. Local youth coach here in the GTA.
Yep. Adrian Doyle as well.
Also a local youth coach. Coaches at Power FC Academy with, of course, Marco Retta, who we've had on the show. So thank you for sure.
And player Lucas Puntillo.
Yeah, young player. Lucas following us. I'm pretty near and dear to me. I coached Lucas for a couple of years. Player at Robert Morris University down in Pittsburgh in Moon Township in Pennsylvania. Mm-hmm. Had a great year. I think he was twice or three times. Sorry, Lucas. The player of the week in the NEC Conference.
Excellent.
A young player scoring goals, doing his things. And of course, out of playing League One Ontario again, playing with Vaughan Soccer Club. So excellent. Thanks, guys. Thank you absolutely for your support. It's been great.
So as usual, you can reach us on our website, www.footballweekly.com, football spelled F-U-T-B-O-L, weekly.com. You can follow us on Twitter, @football_weekly, football spelled F-U-T-B-O-L, _weekly. You can subscribe to our podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, Player FM. You can subscribe via email. It's a number of different podcatchers you can get our podcast on as well. Visit the subscribe page on our website and all the details will be there. We also have a forum you can join, talk to other like-minded football heads about different subjects and topics throughout the world of football. Joe.
We didn't go anywhere.
Yeah, we didn't go anywhere.
We're still here.
Still here. Still here waiting for leagues, waiting for local leagues to start, waiting for Toronto FC to make a home date appearance, and we're waiting for the all the big leagues to round up, and then we're going to get into the Euro stuff. So it's going to be a busy summer, Joe. We're here. We're not going anywhere, but we'll be right back after this.
This is Tommy Bianchi, club head coach and technical director at the Markham Soccer Club, and you're listening to Football Weekly with Reggie and Joe.
So let's get into managers.
Wow.
We always talk about the players. We touch a little bit on managers, but let's discuss managers.
So, Reg, were we talking about this? Sorry, Reg, were you going to say
it? No, go ahead.
Oh, I think, I think we mentioned this last week.
Yeah.
Never has there been a time, it seems. I think we said this for the last show, even with Marco. I'm not sure. But we were saying never has there been a time in world football where the manager has been so vital, it seems. I mean, we know that he's always been, and he or she's always been so important. But right now in the world, at the top level, you know, I mean, what's the biggest story in the EPL, maybe in sports in the world?
Leicester City.
And this gentleman of a coach who's got this great merry band, if you will,
right,
of misfits who are, you know, not so, you know, bad themselves, you know, and buying into a team concept like no other.
Right.
You look at the Champions League, La Liga, focus on Champions League, and Diego Simeone and how he's saying, and if you watch that semifinal second leg, or sorry, quarterfinal second leg, it was, he virtually played that game. He was in it from, you know, the first, you know, opening whistle to the final whistle and beyond. And he said he felt like he played that match. He was giving so much energy to those players. I think it could be, never ever has been, the position of a manager been so vital to a team, Reg.
Yeah.
I mean, what about, you know, we saw that European tie in Europa League. What a game between Liverpool and Jurgen Klopp. Like, what amazing theater. And, you know, Liverpool down by 3-1 or three goals.
I was watching that game. And
wow.
When Roy scored the third goal.
That was match done.
Game over.
Yeah.
Let me go start making dinner. And I said, okay, let me watch another 10 minutes or so. And he scored again. And now it's game on.
Game on. And, you know, I said, well, I was to myself. I intend to talk to myself, Reg. You know, I said, wow, second half started. I said, what, to be a fly on the wall in the dressing room at Anfield.
Yeah.
When Jurgen Klopp is addressing his team down against his old team, which, by the way, that atmosphere in Anfield, it is the theater of all theaters, one of them. to be playing in a European night against his old club. And how about a kudos to both supporters of Borussia Dortmund?
I think the German fans are the best traveling fans in world soccer, I think.
You know, and they were singing. The Liverpool supporters were singing together.
Well, you know what? They both sing the same song before games. Eh?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah,
that's right.
I just found that out like amazing. A couple of weeks ago. So,
they what we're saying, Reg, is they draw on this energy and the energy of these managers. And this is what we've talked about before. Is you know, like when we're teaching the game to youngsters, of course, in training and the development of it. You know, it's not coaching every pass. I get it. You know, but at the highest level, when you're it's about the W and the win, the result, if you will, in football terms, you know, the energy that the manager brings forth is so vital.
Right.
Right. And I think no time ever in all the leagues and all that is it more evident than today. Pretty amazing stuff.
Yeah. Two managers that are like, they're pretty much the face of their teams. You would think it would be the players or whatever, but
great point.
When you think of Atletico Madrid, you think of Diego Simeone. When you think of Liverpool now that's guys like Steven Gerrard are gone and things like that. Yeah. You think of Klopp.
Reggie, with all due respect to the current Borussia manager, you might say it's still Jurgen Klopp at Borussia.
Well,
with all due respect,
the Dortmund fans have definitely not forgotten him. That's for sure.
So. You know, it's just what he built. You know, we talk about legacies.
It's kind of a hard shadow to stay in. You know what I mean?
You know, talk to Louis van Gaal. I mean, talk to David Moyes. Van Gaal. My God, pretty decorated coach, right? So, it's a special time. Diego Simeone, I'm cheering for Barcelona in that, but I really respected Atletico in that. Like, that was fantastic, Reg.
Atletico played probably the most perfect game.
Yeah, or tie, really.
Yeah, you know, I was going to say tie.
You know?
I was going to say tie, but that second game was just... Clinical. That's how you play. Clinical. That's how you play Barcelona. You cannot stand there and go punch for punch with Barcelona, because it'll be 4-0 before you can blink.
Arsene Wenger.
Game's over.
So Reggie, we're talking about managers.
That's the only way you can shut me up is to say that guy's name and I'll keep quiet.
Well, before we get to that, and I will, let's talk about would you have thought, and I had a discussion with some young players about this, but if you would have told me that Barcelona goes out, I say, hey, that can happen.
Yeah.
But to go out without scoring a goal in the second tie, I said, in the second game of the tie, I said, no way. I said, no way. I was like, no chance. They're going to get a goal.
Well, I thought they would get a goal too. But
unbelievable.
I knew Atletico was going to just bully them there.
And good on them. What a terrific performance. Like,
fantastic.
This is, you know, a football fan. Like, this is fantastic. Amazing. And to see Diego Simeone put all of that into it, and literally seeing him put everything in terms of his energy, something to be told. Something to be seen, sorry.
Yeah, 9 guys in the box at
one
point.
Amazing, amazing, amazing.
And the ball came in, just clear it out, man. Reorganize.
Humility, right?
Exactly.
And you buy in. I don't care. You know, a lot of you guys are going to, meaning if it's Simeone talking to them, you're going to, you know, Euro 2016, you're champions, you're great ballers, but you know what? Today, we got to get this done.
This is the job we have to do. And this is how it's going to get done. Everyone buys in, and we leave winners. And that's exactly what happened. And like we said in the intro, I don't think he gets that commitment from any other team than the guys he has.
He's
the
face of that. Right?
And the next coach that even comes into Atletico, I don't know if he can get that same thing out of them either.
It's possible. I mean, rarity, but now, can we look at the other side of this? So if we said the manager's been so important.
Right.
It's done. Arsene Wenger is done. Has to be. Next guy, gotta be done, is Roberto Martinez. Has to be.
What,
no?
Did you watch the Merseyside derby the other day?
Was it a game at all? Like, that's 4-0, was it, Reg?
It was 4-0, but it's just, I don't know, man. That team.
Gotta be better.
Oh, has to be.
I mean, would you take Romelu Lukaku? Yes, sir. Would you, like, John Stones? I mean, this is a better team. They got to change. I mean,
what you're seeing is guys that have quit on the coach.
Bingo. I mean, we just talked about how important this whole little segment is about the importance of the manager.
Right.
And I mean, when you talk about losing a room, Jurgen Klopp has that room. We know that.
Right.
Diego Simeone owns the room.
Right.
You know, it could be argued that this year, Ranieri built the room.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so. These guys, listen, they're good managers. They're going to go elsewhere and do fine. But it's time to go because of what's going on around them.
Right.
Once again, lost in all this, I know it's Reggie's going to hopefully put aside his, you know, supporters thing
doubt
here.
Doubt it.
It's Pochettino.
Yeah.
You know, it's Pochettino. It's the importance of the manager. What about Pellegrini saying, you know what? Yes, part of our debacle in the league is closely tied to when they said, hey, bud, you're not coming back.
Crazy.
And it's going to be Pep Guardiola.
Crazy decision to make that known halfway through the season.
And good on Pellegrini for acknowledging it. You know, good on him. And people say, well, no, you got to keep it. No, good on him for saying that. Right? What has he got to lose?
Right.
Has he done a great job overall in his entire body of work at Man City? Hell yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he's been successful with them there. They're in the semifinal of the Champions League.
Yes.
You know, if you
furthest they've gone ever, right?
Ever. So, you know, I don't know. But Mr. Martinez, Mr. Wenger, although you're classy guys, you're well-dressed, you're good football managers, it's time to go.
Well, even Arsene Wenger can go up, and we've said this millions of times, he can go up and do anything above in the Arsenal front office. He can be anything he wants there.
Yeah.
He just names it and he's that.
Yeah.
But as far as coaching and getting the most out of the players that they have
right now,
he's not the guy.
Yeah, and this is not a bash fest.
It's not a bash.
You've had your chance,
20,
right?
It's 20 years now.
You've had your go, and this is it.
No trophies for 12 years, fourth place every single year.
Well, the FA Cup, but you're done with the FA Cup.
Okay, they won the FA Cup twice.
Right.
So, yeah, we'll take those. I'll take those two. That's fine. But
it's time to go, right? And then, again, fascinating time. Diego Simeone, and to be around what he would say, Claudio Ranieri. Listen, I mean, great article in Players Tribune about him.
Yeah,
I don't know if
I
mentioned this, right? But like how he just says, you know, you dream. And I don't know if we mentioned this last week. I apologize if we did. But, you know, you guys dream, we'll just work.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, and I think that's just, they've bought in, right? And I mean, it's such a great story. So that's, I don't care how many times we mention Claudio Ranieri and Leicester City, Jamie Vardy and company.
Mm-hmm.
It's for me, it might be one of the best stories ever in sports. And I'm saying it right now. It's a Hollywood movie happening before our eyes.
Yeah, exactly. So that's well put. So let me ask you a question then.
Reggie.
Leicester City, next season, what do they do?
Reggie, well,
do they keep this up? Do they take this form into next season?
Reggie, so they've cemented a Champions League spot, right?
They have.
Thanks to the Gunners, one time.
Come on, man. What are you doing to me right now?
It's because this clock, you still haven't fixed this clock. It's
I told you.
The Arsenal clock with no
Wenger
battery.
Wenger or Kroenke has to leave before that thing gets a battery.
It's the clock. It's just not moving.
Forget about it.
So what do they do, Reg? They're going to bring in reinforcements? What about a great tweet by Robert Huth?
I didn't see it.
Well, he says like something to the effect of, hey, great, we've clinched Champions League. Guess I better work on my Rabonas. isn't that Leicester City this year, though?
That's pretty good.
Isn't that Leicester City? It's fantastic. So what do they do?
They're going to have to upgrade at his position.
I'd say.
I think
they're going to bring in Per Mertesacker, Rich.
Oh, jeez. Well, actually, you know what?
It's an upgrade.
I'd applaud that, actually.
I'm right. There's method to my madness.
Get the hell off ours.
Hey. No, well, Reg, it's not like they will not have money. They got money, right? They got financial backing.
Who's that? Leicester?
Leicester. They have financial backing.
Yeah, they're going to get the Champions League money. They're going to get the first place money. They're going to get the new TV money.
They
have good investment.
They do, like, right? I mean, well, listen, I got every single team in Serie A would take their investment yesterday.
I think they should have a good 100 million, I think.
I would believe. So, you know, they're going to bring in reinforcements. Great story. I'm cheering for them then, too. So.
Yeah. They bring in reinforcements, but again, they got to keep what they have right now because you're hearing all the rumors about Mahrez going and
Conte.
Yeah. Leaving as well. You can't let those guys leave.
No, it's...
Don't become a selling club like some other clubs in the
It's EPL. Part of their DNA, literally. I think, you know, and for those fans, again, great story. And that too, you know, where Ranieri says the fans sing when they're down because they feel... You know, the fans feel they're suffering, right? It's just a great story. Good on them. So,
yeah, exactly.
I listen, let's see where it goes. I'm just happy that we're going to see them in Champions League next year.
Yeah, it should be very interesting to see what they do in Champions League. Leicester versus Real Madrid.
Oh, Reg, if you would have told me that, you know, the sign of the times, AC Milan nowhere near Champions League football, and Leicester City riding high into Champions League sunset. Amazing, amazing.
I would have driven you to the loony bin myself.
Well, pick me up.
Well, speaking of Real Madrid and Manchester City,
ooh,
are we going to get into Champions League?
Why not?
Sure, let's do it. Semi-finals are set. Got Real Madrid versus Manchester City. As we said, Manchester City's going as far as they've ever been in the Champions League, reaching the semi-finals.
The citizens, yeah.
Yeah, and we got Bayern Munich against Barcelona. That's Atletico Madrid. So we could have another Madrid final.
Yeah.
In the San Siro.
Could be a repeat
Where's the final?
Yeah, in San Siro. In Milan, yeah.
Milan.
That's the closest any of those the two teams playing in there will get. Well, at least for AC Milan not getting there.
What's Zidane doing that's so perfect that at Real? They're on in La Liga, they're on a 5 or 6 game winning streak.
Yeah, I always say this too. We talk about the manager being very important for sure. Absolutely. Right. We just said it in the segment, and I can't believe I'm going to say this now.
Right.
But, you know, sometimes it also can be. You know, managers get a lot of credit when teams win, maybe sometimes too much, and a lot of too much blame when teams lose.
Right.
But Ronaldo is in a fantastic run of form.
Right.
I mean, he really is. You know, bringing it. I think maybe stability is a dad. You know, maybe a little bit of steady goes the ship, right? Kind of deal.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess for him, the respect and the belief in a manager comes from. Well, this is Zinedine Zidane.
Exactly.
Right? And they don't necessarily have, small players, if you will, with Real. And Ronaldo's been fantastic, right?
Right.
You know, for them, you know, it got turned around in a comeback last kind of gasp win against Barcelona in El Clásico.
Right.
You know, and they've been sharp since.
Yeah, they didn't play their, what was it last time? 5-5?
Yeah.
5-5-0?
They
were playing their last game? Or no, it was a 5-0-5.
Yeah, sorry. Pretty much. Yeah, 5-0-5,
so they actually played pretty well at that El Clásico. I watched a little bit of it as much as I could, but they seemed to turn it around right after that game.
Absolutely. It's lifted them, right?
Yeah. Does City have a chance? Does City have a chance in the Bernabeu?
Reg, they do. I mean, are the odds against them? Of course, we know that. But of course they have a chance, Reg.
Yeah.
But they have nothing else to live for here. They're not going to win the league title. I mean, they're going to give everything here. And all the pressure's on, the Madridistas. Yeah, sure. Absolutely they could.
I think they can actually get by Real Madrid.
De Bruyne is playing at a high level right now. That's fair to say. That kid is playing. He's doing some great things.
And we slagged him off a little bit when we saw the price tag. But he's delivering. So
he is definitely delivering, Reg. Ho hum, Sergio Aguero just finds the back of the net. But De Bruyne he's bringing it right now.
Yeah.
You know, the team looks, especially in Champions, it looked like that they could be, right for the for an upset.
I think they definitely have a chance.
Yeah.
And I don't know how much of an upset it would be.
No, that's right.
But they definitely have a chance.
There's a lot of riches there, and I don't just mean financially. There's some great players that they have. So no one's crying for Man City going into the Bernabeu.
Exactly. Bayern Atletico. You think Atletico comes out with the Barcelona mentality and shuts up shop?
I tell you,
waits for Griezmann to skin Boateng back there.
I'm telling you, I don't think that Pep is licking his chops about this one.
Oh no!
You know, again, the Simeone led group, this momentum, this team of destiny thing around them is a little scary. So, Atletico's going to pack a lunch again.
Yeah.
You know, and they're going to be ready for a fight.
Yeah.
You know, and again, we said in the last segment, the belief that this guy has instilled in his team, we can X and O all we want and look at things tactically, technically, and how we're going to attack it, but,
can't prepare for that, man.
You know, the fight in this Atletico dog is pretty vicious.
Yeah. Torres back for that game? Did he get a one-game suspension for that red?
I would believe it would be a one-game ban, right? Because he was a double yellow.
Yeah, right. You're right.
So
yeah, you're right,
you would imagine, right. But yeah.
Right. I didn't watch any of the Bayern games because I just felt they were going to be landslides. But I put up a pretty good fight against them, I think.
Fantastic. I thought Benfica showed very well. Good on them. They actually had a good tie, you know, without going through. They're almost, you know, just like the team that Bayern beat in the previous round. Juventus comes out, you know, with their heads held high. Same thing with Benfica, too. You know, they have nothing to duck their heads about. They were great in that tie.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. So it should be semifinal should be cracking, if you ask me. But
this is the money time in Champions League, right? So
I think any combination of these teams in the finals is going to be a great game as well.
Yeah, I agree, Reggie. And, you know, we're leaning more toward this, right, where it's that Super League mentality here.
Right.
You know, and the talk is that it's getting closer to a reality.
They're going to be that European Super League.
Yeah, it just looks like it's the only. Now, it might in the countries that it's being reported the most, such as Italy, it's probably because those nations would benefit most from it.
Right.
Because, you know, Serie A is depleting quickly.
Well, even the Scottish League, right? You're only really two teams over the years.
I mean, well, now, you know, Scotland with Rangers getting promotion again.
Yeah, they're back up now, so.
But yeah, traditionally, right?
So. Yeah. It didn't take them long, actually.
Three, four years?
4 years? Yeah. Not bad.
I'd be guessing, you know, if you're any Rangers supporter, you might be.
Well, I think it was 4 years, because they moved down to, maybe three. They moved down to fourth division, right? Mm-hmm.
I believe so. Back up.
Speaking of Serie A.
Oh.
What's going on? In the beginning of the season,
the sky is falling. Chicken Little.
We had the Bianconeri. That's right.
Struggling.
Bianconeri.
I'll take it, Reggie. It just sounds good.
We had them struggling. We had them getting dirt shoveled on them.
They're done.
It's over.
It's done. Inter was even doing well.
Exactly.
At the beginning of the year.
It might be Roma.
This might be Napoli's year.
Fiorentina.
Napoli.
Exactly.
Higuain with 30,000 goals.
So what's happening in Serie A? What's going on with Juve?
Well, they're in first by 9 points. 6 points?
Yeah.
Regardless, they're in first place, Reg.
Right.
Ho-hum.
Turned it all around, eh?
They just showing their quality. We kind of did say that, too. Didn't we not?
Yeah, I think we did.
They'd be more than fine. And they are. And you know, this was them, coincides with them being knocked out of Champions. I don't think the rest of the league really has stood a chance.
Right.
You know, so they're back on top. You know, Napoli's falling off a little bit. Higuain getting suspended for 3 games with an altercation with the ref.
Oh, did he?
And so on. You know, there's a lot been going on in Italy. In terms of the characters, the people, the players, we had Sinisa Mihailovic finally being sacked.
Oh, yeah. Who'd they bring in?
Well, Christian Brocchi, former backup AC Milan midfielder, who was coaching the reserve team. Yeah. So, you know, yeah, Juventus is actually, Reggie, I stand corrected, up by 9 points.
Yeah, 9 points.
82.
How many games left?
I would say 5 rounds, 6 rounds.
Yeah.
So, you know, Napoli in there. Roma. What a week, Roma.
So, well, their captain's not bad, eh?
The whole ongoing thing, Spalletti, manager, obviously, and their legend, living legend, we could say that with him, Francesco Totti, you know, out of favor, chairman's, owners wanting him to play, Spalletti leaving him out for different reasons, you know, and for the most part, I was very happy with how he was dealing with them and so on, but ho-hum, as legends do, you know, cometh the hour, cometh the man,
exactly.
As our English friends would say,
exactly.
Or UK supporters, here he is, comes on in the 86th minute, they're down 2-1, within 3 minutes, scores a tying goal, and scores the winning goal.
It's amazing.
Unbelievable.
How old
start.
Is he?
He's got to be, what, 38, 30, like close to 37? Wow. Unbelievable.
Wow.
You know?
And we'll put a link... We'll put a link to the goals that he scored up on our website as well.
Wow. Just amazing.
What's he's not done, is he? You think he's done there? Think he can play in Serie A? He won't play in Serie A for any other team than Roma, I'm assuming.
I don't think so. He might make a little trip, Reg. Might make a trip across the pond.
Might come to play for LA Galaxy.
Across the pond, Reg.
And there are 900 designated players there.
Well, hey, Reg, talking about guys coming across the pond, I know it's well reported too, but, you know, there's rumblings of more guys coming, you know, to MLS. We'll talk about that maybe next week and so on. But, you know, like I said, this is that's Syria. Ho-hum, ho-hum, Juventus is back in the saddle.
Well, it always comes down to the teams that you know are going to be in the hunt in their leagues every single season. And you have to put Juventus up there with the Bayern Munichs and the Barcelonas and the Chelseas and the and the Man United. So.
Well, big blow for – sorry, Reggie, one last thing. One big blow for Juventus is title hopes. But, I mean, I think they're off, you know, they're still, they're in the clear. But also for Italy, Claudio Marchisio, industrious midfielder, great heart and soul guy for both – for both Juventus and, you know, the Italian national team. He is torn, I think, ACL or MCL. He is out indefinitely and will not be participating in Euro 2016. And that's too bad because he's one of the good guys.
You know. Just recently?
Yeah, on the weekend in a 4-0 win over Palermo, I believe.
Didn't even have to be playing, did he?
Didn't even have to be playing. 4-0 win over Palermo, so.
That's terrible.
Yeah, so.
And, I, you know, I sit here and I watch guys like I saw Theo Walcott's missed a year, always missed two World Cups, I think. Jack Wilshere's on the sidelines, might be looking, watching on TV like us.
Yeah.
I couldn't imagine playing the sport you love, having a tournament like the World Cup or Euros
and
coming up and missing it.
Due to injury because
knowing that it's 4 years, like, you have to wait another 4 years to do it again.
It's heartbreaking for these guys because this is, you know, but don't feel so sorry for them for the money. But they can, they have the money anyway, right? But so they're still competitors, right, guys? Like, they're still guys who are playing for the love of the game. They're still little kids that way.
Right.
And for them to, they dream of this, right? So
couldn't imagine.
It's for any player who'd miss it, whether you support them or not, their country or not, you know, you got to feel for them. Exactly. You got to feel for them. And, you know, as a fan and for sure, but, you know, especially for Italy where depth and, you know, not being the teams that they have been in the past, this is a big loss for them. So
do we see players take it easy as it comes down to the end of the season and say for example, a team like, I don't know, Leicester, even Juventus, when they're 9 points up.
Yeah, nine points clear.
Four games to go. Maybe I don't go into that tackle, Paul Pogba says.
You know, Reggie, I would say sure. But when you are a manager and every little result counts and every little moment counts,
right?
You know, these managers are so successful because of their insanity in terms of attention to detail and not letting anything off and letting things
slide.
Know, slide, yes, that's the word. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I don't blame them. I do not blame them for not wanting to have their best players play every minute that they can.
So, right. Exactly.
But you're right. It's a good point.
Wow, half hour.
We're rocking.
Talk a lot, eh?
We're good.
We talk a lot.
Where are we going next, Reggie?
We still got a lot to talk about,
Let's go.
Where do you want to go? You want to go MLS? You want to go to La Liga and the goal scoring? Everyone's got 60 goals, it seems like, over there.
Let's do that quick.
Well, I know Ronaldo hit the 60 goal mark, right?
Yeah.
Messi's hit the 60 goal mark. I think I saw Suarez has 48 goals or something like that as well. How do we rate this league?
He had four goals and I think two assists in the last game or four. Anyway, listen, Reg, I know you're going to say it's twofold for me. It's obviously, here's the obvious statement, the top heavy thing about it, obviously. But, you know, it is a time where a lot of those amazing stars are in there.
But how many good teams make up a league? I know you want to have 18 great teams, but it's impossible. So what number is good? Seven teams fighting for first place? Does that make it a successful league? Or
I think with these guys, it's because the two, and with all due respect to Atletico, we're always in the mix right now.
Yeah.
But, you know, we've just said they're in the mix. A lot of it too. Yes, they have the players, but the hard work aspect and what they do, overachieving wise, is amazing. But, you know, if you look at Real and Barca, I mean, they're just that much better than everybody. That, you know, it's one of those things. It's like, you know, is that in any sport, in any league, it's, you know, usually argued, is the one or two dominant teams, how good is it for the league?
Yeah.
And, you know, obviously, Reg, you're saying, no, it's bad.
Having two powerhouses in a league,
you know,
is bad. I think it's bad.
I mean, look, they're both, again, well, one of them is in the semifinals, right? The other one was almost there last year. The other team won. The other one won. The year before it was Real Madrid who won, beat another La Liga team. I think for us, what we're saying is the lack of top to bottom balance makes it easier.
For those teams.
Yeah, they don't have to succeed.
They don't have to rest a lot of players. They're allowed the opportunity to rest a lot of their players.
Well, especially when you compare it to the rigors of the EPL, which we've talked about so often, right? I mean, that's what we're getting back to again. That's essentially what we're saying again. And when you look at the, you know, the, let's say, rhythm, the pace of the games that are being played in the EPL, it's, you know, it's a lot different. It's high tension, high pressure, high everything all the time, high octane, if you will.
Well, I'm going to say it, Joe. Just don't rate the league.
I think Reggie says it enough, especially if you guys follow us on Twitter. But hey, let us know. let us know what you think. I mean, I know there's a lot of people raging out there saying, what are these guys talking about, right? So, and I know a lot of, even some of the guys that we've had on, and we like you guys, and we know. Let us know, right? So, again, for entertainment value for me, I do rate the league, but we can't argue that the drop-off in those top teams, it's just mighty, right? It's huge. And, you know, I think, again, 8-0 wins. For me, it's they're telling. How many times do you see a win like that?
Right? But I've never seen... We're looking at the EPL right now. You had 18 goals. It's like, whoa, you're in for a raise.
Right.
You can't imagine anybody scoring 60 goals in a season. It's crazy. Yeah. It's crazy.
But goal differential of plus 60-something, I think you saw there, right?
It's ridiculous, man.
I mean, you know, it's funny, that 8-0 drubbing that Barcelona had,
yeah,
it might be the difference.
goal differential, right?
Well, because it looked like teams are going to be tied, right? So, or, I mean, it's a good chance. It could happen. I think, what are they, Reg? They're plus 20, I'm trying to look at that, 29 now?
Yeah. So, yeah, they actually, yeah.
They're plus 67, sorry.
Goal differential is 69, yeah, 67.
Yeah, plus 67.
Yeah, a lot.
Oh, Real Madrid, though, plus 71.
Ton of goals,
Real Madrid, 101 goals for.
it's crazy.
In 34 games.
It's crazy. You have Barcelona, who have 96 goals for. Atletico Madrid has 58 goals for. So tied with them.
Real's almost doubled them in goals.
Real has 101. So you know what Atletico is doing. They're grinding out 1-0 wins.
Look at Villarreal, 42 goals for.
And I mean the next highest is what? 46 after those three?
Wow.
It's crazy.
So it's pretty amazing.
It's crazy, but anyways, people don't want to hear me rant about La Liga anyway, but
I do, Reg. Goal!
Pode até empatar! É do Brasil!
So our squad, Joe, our hometown team.
Well,
still on the road.
Road Warriors.
It's Road Warriors indeed.
And won a typical road game, beating DC United, Reg, 1-0.
DC United 1-0.
On the road. Again, goal by who?
I don't know. Who scores all the goals for that team?
It's a really tall guy. Tall, not very mobile, kind of like number 9 guy, like target. Oh, wait a minute. Yeah, Sebastian Giménez scores again.
I was gonna say something.
You know, what a what a performance by Will Johnson in this, the Canadian. What a shout out for the Canadian Will Johnson.
Exactly.
Who was a motor in this game. He was everywhere. So good on Will Johnson for playing a great game there. And maybe we got a lot of good performers here. Talk about Clint Irwin, steady again, solid again.
Mm-hmm.
And this guy.
He's no Joe Bendik, but.
Wow, yeah. He's been great. And what about Betashore? Right back, making the MLS Team of the Week. And just been, like, from all reports, really revered by his teammates. And has been terrific. You know, and what do we say? We were lacking stability last year.
Mm-hmm.
You know, knowing what we're going to get. The back four plus goalie five, keeper have been five. They have given us stability. Yeah. They've given us a chance. So a great road win for TFC for sure, Reg.
Well, we'll get a test this Saturday. Because we have the 401 Derby here.
Fantastic, yeah.
For those of you that don't live in Toronto, the highway that separates Montreal and Toronto is the 401.
That's right.
So 3 hours away, Montreal. Well, actually they're away again. I think this is the sixth, seventh game?
Maybe seven.
They got two more games before they're they have their home opener.
Yeah, I can't wait for that.
Can't wait for that. I think I might be in the stadium for that.
Reggie.
So, is Drogba still in Montreal?
He is, Reggie.
Okay,
he
so is. this is gonna be a pretty stern test for the back four of the Toronto FC.
For sure, and it's Toronto Montreal, right? And I think Montreal's, you know, first in the conference, if memory serves me correct. So,
playing very well, I think, right now.
Yeah,
I haven't really watched a lot of MLS. You?
I've been watching, Reggie. I've been watching a lot. Actually, I've been watching TFC. I've also been watching the maturation of Fraser Aird at Vancouver.
How's he playing?
Yeah, he's getting better. I know Fraser had some growing pains at right back, but yeah. He's getting there again. Looked very lively in an unfortunate loss they had last week, but Fraser looked pretty positive in this game. So,
well, it's a different league. You got to get used to. You got to get used to the living in the city. You got to get used to the position.
Yeah, he had a really good game, and again, he had the most crosses in.
So you're watching all these games, watching the Canadians.
Is Benito
Floro doing that? Or is that a sore subject?
I can't
bring that up.
I don't know what you're talking about. I didn't hear you, Reg. What'd you say? I didn't know.
Okay. We'll leave that one for another time. So I guess Vanny's safe then for a while.
Greg Vanny's hot seat, not so hot. But again, it's the players' performances for sure. But you know what? Greg Vanney deserves some credit here.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of it. Really, really strong defensively. You've heard the players say we worked on our defensive shape all, spring season or the winter, preseason. I think Drew Morris said that. He's obviously a product of that. So, good on Greg Vanney and Robin Fraser and their staff for working that, and you can tell the team does have more of a staunchness about them, if you will, Reg. Mm-hmm. A little bit more, toughness to them and more purpose in terms of their commitment to defending and taking care of their own end.
Yeah, I just think that they've finally have brought in defenders that want to defend and know how to defend.
And they're committed to it. And they know the league, Reg.
Exactly. That's the main thing.
They know the league. Drew Moore's commitment to just being a no-nonsense defender.
Right.
It's infectious in terms of, wow, this guy knows his role. He's there. He knows what he's going to do. We just mentioned Betashore.
Right.
And of course,
MLS right back, man.
Yeah. And that's it, right? Defend first, right? And
so maybe we didn't give Kantari his just due since he was coming from a different league, and maybe we didn't give him enough time.
If Reggie's giving this guy, what's happening here? If Reggie's giving that guy a break or someone a break with that, Clint Irwin, can't say enough about Clint Irwin, Reg.
Right,
it's been great,
yeah.
Solid, steady, and those words, solid and steady, stability. Have we really said that about the TFC? Back end or back line in the last couple of years. No, we know that hasn't been the case. So
it's a revolving door back there.
Also, some secondary scoring, and everyone's talking about that. I think if anybody can make it happen, it'll be the guys at TFC in terms of their, boardroom and so on. So, hey, Greg Vanney does deserve credit. I mean, here, he is surviving this, long road trip. So, yeah, like you said, Reg, I think a lot of TFC fans, most all, we're really excited to see our home team play in a newly renovated BMO Field.
I've actually passed by it last week.
Looks
pretty good.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, you've passed by it physically. I've been following some of the pictures.
No,
I know.
No, I drove right along the garden.
That's awesome. Yeah. And I've been following with some pictures that obviously TFC's been tweeting out or different fan apps and so on. So it's exciting. And it's time to play football on our home pitch, right?
We're talking about soccer, not the Argos, right?
Well, I am, Reg.
Right.
Yeah, for sure. I'm talking about soccer.
So I was watching, what was the last game? The game that Cheru got the red card in. And I saw Mobubuli.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, we got to mention Mobubuli.
Yeah, for sure.
Two appearances, for sure. Absolutely,
yeah.
Reggie.
Yeah.
Good point. Shout out to League One. For that, again, League One alumni, right? Alumnus doing his thing, coming up the ranks through, of course, League One in Ontario.
Right.
And then, of course, USL Pro, TFC, the Academy. Very proud of, a homegrown kid. Yeah, for sure. And Mo's got something. And he's got a little pep in his step, and we're pulling for him. And he did okay. I thought he did all right.
I thought he played really well.
Me too,
The first time I ever saw him, I saw him when TFC played Sunderland here at
That's right.
At BMO last season. Yeah. And he was probably one of the better players on the field. And you have guys that play in the EPL out
there. That's right. Yeah. So there's guys with...
Mind you, they're Sunderland, but still.
Hey, still the EPL, right?
So, still the EPL.
Yeah, good for mobility. I'm glad you mentioned that, Reg. Yeah. Reg, sorry, for sure. Yeah, good stuff.
So hopefully we can bring up a couple of more guys from the TFC Academy that we can...
Hey, why not?
We can see playing, definitely. So. Mm-hmm.
Oh, and here's a good chance to mention this. Great crowd at the USL Pro opening game, TFC 2. Great game.
Out of which field?
At the Ontario Soccer Association, okay. Right, OSA Center up in Vaughan. I think there was, you know, a couple thousand people there, Reg. Great environment. Wow. I think it was, a 2-2 game. I think it was a 2-2 game. But, you know, again, a shout-out to Jason Bent and Chris Pozniak and their staff at Toronto FC 2. And, yeah, getting our young guys a game and getting them playing. And, of course, getting some of the guys on the first team who, you know, get sent down just to get some conditioning. And so on. And good for them. Great soccer. Again, we encourage people to go out and watch, for sure.
Yeah, definitely. If you guys don't know who we're talking about when we say Mobile Bully and Jay Chapman, if you don't know these guys, definitely go to they're up for the big team now, but yeah. you're gonna get the next big thing coming up out of the TFC Academy. So definitely go down there. What's their home? Their home field is Downsview, isn't it?
No, it's at the OSA.
Oh, that's their home field.
Yeah, it's in the Vaughan at Soccer Center. Martin Grove and Highway 7.
Yeah. So definitely go out and have yourself a look. Tickets aren't expensive, as Joe said. Atmosphere is great.
Yeah, you're not driving into the city, so traffic won't be an issue. So.
We're gonna be at a bunch of games.
Yep.
In the summer, so definitely check that out for some great youth soccer. Mm-hmm. What you said Babouli played in League One?
He did play League One Ontario.
Where did he come out of?
He was with TFC Academy. He was playing with them. Yeah, all for right. sure. Because TFC has a team in there. Yeah, and they're usually playing their senior academy team, I believe, or one of them. Sorry, I want to say one of the academy teams because they also play in PDL. So yeah, you know, great stuff. And the great thing about with TFC's team in League One. Just as some of the other clubs like Vaughan, Sigma, and so on, they play their younger players too, so they give them a chance to play and do their thing.
So yeah, we'll definitely be out watching that. Yep. So Joe,
Reg, we brought it. I thought. I'm going to tell you. I think we did well, Reg.
I think that's it. I think that's it, Joe. You know I think what? I think we're done.
We've earned a beverage now, Reg.
No, not us, Joe.
No, like no, I didn't say, like chocolate milk. I like chocolate milk.
Of course,
milk,
yeah, protein, and, protein,
you know,
protein.
That's
yeah,
it, man. We're sure. just trying to take care of her. That's all. Hey, listen, didn't say anything bad.
For sure. Whoa. So guys, you can reach us on our website, footballweekly.com. I'm not going to spell it again.
Reggie's got to do all this again. What a great job he does saying all this.
Twitter. Stitcher. Gave you the Twitter stuff. Nice. Joe, where can they reach us?
You can catch us on one of our many podcatchers. Is that right, Reggie?
You can do that.
Stitcher?
Yes.
FM?
Yes.
Yeah.
Tune in.
iTunes?
iTunes.
Yeah. Subscribe?
Subscribe.
Wow, that's good.
Go to the subscribe page on our website. All our contacts are there. All the places you can subscribe and get
Talk
us
to
there.
Us.
You can subscribe via email. Get at us. Joe, thank you.
Thank you, Reggie.
As usual, guys, get stuck in with the Football Weekly podcast, and we'll catch you next week.